Keith Peters reporting. President Biden took his abortion rights message to Florida today. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a campaign event in Tampa, the president blasted the state's upcoming six-week abortion ban and similar restrictions nationwide.
There's one person responsible for this nightmare, and he's acknowledged and he brags about it, Donald Trump.
Democrats hope to make Florida competitive in the presidential election, but the state has become more reliably Republican in the last decade. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday celebrated the impending passage of $60 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine ahead of a final vote, while lamenting the fact that it took months to secure enough Republican support to land it.
Clearly, on the Ukraine portion of this, we had difficulty on the Republican side. I think no Democrats in the House voted against Ukraine. I believe that's largely the case in the Senate.
Retired Navy Admiral James DeVries says the Ukraine aid bill will have a dramatic effect on the battlefield.
How this will look in a year is very different than if we had decided not to do this. And what will be on the battlefield that'll make a difference will be a better air defense, particularly to protect the critical infrastructure.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network 90% of the money spent will make its way back to the U.S. military industry. Thousands of United Methodists are gathering today in Charlotte, North Carolina, to begin an 11-day denominational general conference. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 263 points, the NASDAQ rose 245, the S&P 500 advanced 60, and oil up to $83.36 a barrel. This is SRN News. Religious freedom is on trial in Finland.
Pavi Rasinen is a former member of the Finnish parliament who tweeted out a Bible verse 5 years ago which condemns homosexuality. Since that time, she has been in one court after another as the government seeks to punish her under the country's Hate Crimes and War Crimes Act. She's won every time, but now the Supreme Court of Finland says it will take up the case of the 64-year-old grandmother. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations also severely restrict access to many abortion drugs. Over the decades, the number of abortions in Russia fell. This is SRN News. General Motors' first quarter net income rose more than 25%. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Have you tried to buy a new vehicle lately? GM is talking about its sales. Its average sales price for a vehicle is just under $50,000. And that's down a little bit from last year, says GM. Pickup sales remain strong, and General Motors says it is not seeing the price erosion across its lineup that other companies have seen. As a matter of fact, its first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher profit vehicles. I'm Rita Foley.
Tesla's first quarter net income plummeted 55%, but the electric vehicle stock price surged in after-hours trading Tuesday, as the company said it would move up production of new, more affordable vehicles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.